Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 April 2023, the last broadcast for this month. And it's hard to believe how fast the months are going by. We're going in the month of May already. I mean, the year is flying by like all of them have. It's just unbelievable. But anyway, in for another great broadcast tonight. We're going to bring up another new guest tonight. Never been on with me before. A gentleman I've looked into some of his writing, some of the things he does, and a very interesting fellow to talk to about a lot of issues. We'll bring up Rob Rue. He's with the Wisconsin Christian newspaper, news on online paper. Just don't go away. You're going to hear this. Before we get though, tomorrow being Thursday, hopefully be in the office tomorrow all day long between 9 and 4. Love to hear from you. You can call us at 800-777-4403 if you don't have a long distance. And if you do, you can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you, answer questions, chat a while. If you want to place an order, do that. Crystal won't be getting here tomorrow until later in the day because you have to do some things with Daddy, but Shannon will be here to help fill in the gap for a while. We're putting out the Mays Magazine tomorrow out to the printer. If you don't receive the Minuteman News by email, if you have email, it's free. It's a powerful, powerful 50, 60-page long news magazine, the Minuteman News, that covers all issues, all topics in hard copy. I mean, you can print it off, show it to your friends, anything you want to with it. All we ask you to do is when you receive it, please forward it to all your friends on your mailing list so we reach more people. Please do that. There's nothing in there that's really my opinion. There are articles from different people, different places, different times. We even have different like cartoons that make points along the way. Things that you'll find interesting that you won't get bored reading the Minuteman magazine. You email me or call tomorrow if you like and leave your email address. But you can email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com or ctdm@hotmail.com. Either one. Say, I want on the list. And we'll send you up Mays Magazine as soon as it gets out to us. We'll send it to the printer tomorrow. You'll go back to us next week. We'll send it to everybody on the list. And all I ask you is please, please, please pass it on to all your friends on your list. I promise you they'll like it. And if they don't, you quit sending it to them. But I have very few people that don't like receiving it. And that's the truth. It's totally free online. So just let us know if you want it by email and give me your email address or call tomorrow and give it to us. And this will be the last time we'll mention the Gay Manifesto. The article that just about got a station shut down 27 years ago on a radio on air at a local station. When I said shut down, I don't mean that by authorities. I mean people got so riled up. They threatened to burn down and to ride around the place, and everything never happened. But along the way, folks, I have to tell you what, different things I covered on the radio back then, got my wheels loose on the cars, high ridings taking off. All kinds of weird things happen the radio broadcast I did back in the middle 90s. And all this has come to pass. And I take no credit for it in anything of me being any kind of smart fellow. I read the Bible. I read what the enemy says they're going to do. I share it. People mock me and ridicule me. Now someone come back and said, you were right. We just couldn't see it. But they still don't want to see what I'm telling them now either. Folks, we're going down a bad road at a very rapid pace. We're going in, and this nation's going into hell. Your children, my children and grandchildren, are going to see things that you and I never dreamed of in this country and around the world. But I live in America. But anyway, you get the magazine if you want it, just by letting us know what email to send it to. We'll send it to you. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. Well, I'll take it back. You may not enjoy it, but you're going to be glad you got it. Share with your friends and family. And I do mean that. But the Gay Manifesto hopefully will be in this next month's magazine also. So you'll have it in there if you want it. Just say I want it. And if you want a copy of it, send postage, folks. $3 or $4 or $5 to cover postage. Postage is going up again the 1st of July, like 5.7%. So everything is getting more expensive every day. If you want to let us know. And I'll be here to take orders tomorrow for sugar to fiber. I wish I could show you my numbers, folks, since I've been taking this product, sugar to fiber. I really do kind of watch what I eat and how much I eat. I always have. But sugar to fiber, it has made my numbers normal about every time I take it. And that I'm almost anxious to get the next A1C done to see how much it's improved. And I mean that. My sugar this morning was 97 when I got up. Yesterday was 80-something. I'm telling you, sugar to fiber works. Pre-diabetic, this will work for you. I take two before meals, drink about 8 ounces of water, and wait an hour, 2 hours before I eat, and it works very well every time. It's available through the ministry here. Just call tomorrow and ask for the prices. We'll get it out to you ASAP. It will help get your health back in line if you're diabetic, okay? Now, that's all I want to say on announcements. I won't get to our guest now because our guest tonight, gentlemen, I met by his articles I read online. He wrote one that I shared with you, I think, last Wednesday, a little bit of it, entitled, Come Out of Her, the Apostate Churches, My People. Now, understand this, folks. The apostate church is part of Babylon. America is end-time Babylon. The 501c3 church is a part of the corporation of Babylon. Understand that. Understand that. I don't care what they say. The partaking of Caesar's benefits. And Caesar, in this case, has run the Empire of Babylon. So, but this article was so well written. I shared a lot of it on air tonight. He also works with the Wisconsin Christian newspaper. Something you got to read to understand. It's a powerful newspaper. And also sends out videos and different things for people to watch and learn from. His name is Rob Pugh. Rob, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing fine. It's good to have you, and thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're just like a lot of people out there on the battlefront. You're overwhelmed out all the time because there's so much stuff going on. You feel like you're trying to referee 10 tennis matches at once. You're getting dizzy trying to do that. I realize that. I know that. And I thank you for being the labor force in the field. I appreciate it. But if you don't mind, tell the folks who Rob Pugh is. Go ahead.
Well, about 26 years ago or so, I owned and operated a photography studio. We had 9 photographers. We worked in 7 states, and I did my share of traveling around the country as well, doing photography. But we also had our home-based studio where we did exceptional work. But as I was traveling, I would see Christian newspapers in various states and thought, well, this is a great idea, but it could be done so much better. And that was probably in about 1997, 98, somewhere in there. And God said to me, yes, it could be, and you're the guy that needs to do it for Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Of course, with my schedule at that time even, there was no way that I was going to be able to do that. And so I fought the Lord on that as long as I could, and told them, you had a great idea, but you got the wrong guy.
And, I have been there, Rob, and it just will give up. You're not going to win. But anyway, go ahead.
No, you're not. You're not. And I learned that the hard way, and I've known that for several decades now. So.
Yes, absolutely.
But what happened was, you know, I had no reason to be discontented with my work. We were earning a very good income. I was at the height of my creativity in the photography studio, but every day I would go into work, I would just dread it more and more, until finally I got it. And I said, okay, God, if you want me to do this, because every day he'd ask me, when are you going to start that Christian newspaper? And every day I'd say, great idea, but you got the wrong guy. So one day I said, well, if you want this to be, you're going to have to sell this photography studio for me, because, you know, and thinking that was my easy out, because who's going to buy a specialized business like that? And bottom line, within 2 weeks, we had a buyer, and I trained the buyer for about 2 weeks, for about a year. And then December 31st, 1999, I was unemployed for the first time in my life. And we began Wisconsin Christian News, and that's our first issue came out in April of 2000. So we are just starting our 24th year publication.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. Quit arguing with the boss.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did the same thing.
Run, but you cannot hide.
I was called to preach, and I wasn't going to preach. I just refused to preach. I wasn't going to do it. And one night he gave me a real dream, and more vision than anything else. It scared me into the point, okay, I'll preach. I said, now, I'm going to preach, Lord, but I'm not going to be a pastor. Within two years, I was pastoring two churches. I've learned, don't tell your daddy what you don't want to do. Same thing with the earthly daddy. If I told him I didn't want to do that, and you can't make me, boy, I changed my mind just after a while, let me tell you. So I ran 2 years from that. I did. And he called me to go on the radio. I didn't want to do that at all. I was scared to death. Didn't want to do radio. I did get on the radio. I thought, well, this won't last a couple of months. And it's been over 30 years last month. So obviously the Lord been in it. But anyway, so you started writing a Christian newspaper. And was it hard to get started? I mean, was it easy? What happened?
Well, we managed to get our first issue out April of 2000. And with basically what happened, Pastor, was we went from having a very good income to having zero income overnight. I basically had plunged my family into poverty overnight because we didn't have any support. We had even my own church didn't support us. And
why would your own church not support you?
Well, I shouldn't say they didn't support us. They after about 6 months, they agreed to take out the smallest possible ad in the newspaper at $50 a year. this after probably 20 years of very faithful weekly tithing to the church, and we were able to get $50 a year. So. Yeah, there were many nights sitting at home with my young children at the time and eating our last meal because we really, truly did not know where our next meal was coming from. But the Lord brought us through. It was many years of hardship. But my initial vision for what the newspaper would be was much smaller than God's idea. We initially started out just for four cities in central Wisconsin and soon became statewide, and now we actually are distributing nationally. You can find them on news racks in 17 states. We have subscribers in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. And we've got a website that's used around the world. About 10 years ago, I started a national radio program that airs twice weekly on the I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but it's on the VCY America radio network.
Absolutely, so, absolutely. You can say that. You please promote what you're doing as much as you can. Please feel free to.
Yeah, so you can find that at vcyamerica.org, and they have stations coast to coast. They just got a new station up and running in New York City, so now I'm broadcasting in New York City, which I never thought would happen. So, but and then about I think 2019, we started a weekly TV program, and we've had some incredible guests on there, truth tellers. People that I'm sure you've probably had as well. I just looking at your website, I see Dr. Sherry here, and we've had John Whitehead, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North is kind of a regular, and Doug Hagman from the Hagman Report. Just a lot of great truth tellers. So,
well, you know, there's. I look at what you. I don't know how old you are. I'm 74 years old. I'm not a spring chicken any longer, and I keep looking for the young guys going to follow up when we're going. I haven't seen many of them yet. Maybe they're out there and just haven't caught them yet. But I'm hoping somebody will pick up the mantle when we get to the point where we go home or no longer can do these things, because the battle is not getting easier. It's getting tougher every day. It's getting more severe every day. There's going to be more enemies coming at us every day. We're being attacked on every front. Even the so-called people who go to church call themselves Christians hate or gut sometimes what we say. And that's just
absolutely.
Like the church you attended for years, give you $50 a year to run your paper with. I mean, it hurts. It hurts. I've been there. It hurts.
Yeah.
It does. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, after 24 years, we have now, I believe, a total of five churches in all of Wisconsin that will even allow our newspaper in, because we are not your typical Christian newspaper, I guess. We're not poetry and recipes. We are out there telling the truth and spilling the beans on what's going on in this world. So, and they don't like that.
No, they don't.
You know, the pastors, 99%, I'm sorry to say, but 99% of the pastors don't know, and they don't want to know, and they don't want your people to know. So we've got to do an end run around the pastors in order to get to the people who cannot get enough of this information. They're hungry for it. Our newspaper is primarily distributed in news racks for free. People pick it up free at the grocery store or wherever, and it's really an outreach tool. We have had some amazing, amazing testimonies of people who have never known the Lord or been away from Him for many years and come back after finding our newspaper in a news rack somewhere. And we also send out free subscriptions to jail inmates anytime they request them, and I think we've got about 300 of those on the list right now. So,
I would like to mention anyone
who's interested, if you'd like to check it out, you can find us at WisconsinChristianNews.com. That's all spelled out. That's the website version. But if you will email me, I would be more than happy to send you out a complimentary copy of the newspaper, audio CD of some of my radio commentaries, and you get a better idea of what we're all about. And my email is just Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You know, and I'm sure you've seen this. I do know, by the grace of God, a few people that went to mainline churches for years are starting to catch on what we're saying being true, and they're starting to listen. But sad to say, the masses that go to the churches today still don't want to hear what we're saying. They don't want anything to do with this. But I praise God for everyone that does. I don't mean to belittle that at all. That's a beautiful a miracle. But the masses just don't simply want to hear what we're saying because it upsets their apple cart. They don't want to hear the times we're in. They don't want to believe that America is going down the wrong road at a breakneck speed. They don't want to hear that. I mean, I guess I'm saying this politely. I don't know why they go to church, except for a social club. If they're not going to stand up and fight evil, they're not going to speak out against evil. If they're not going to stand against the sexual deviance and the murder of babies and take a stand against the tyranny of this country, and if they're not going to do that, why are they going to church?
Well, they're going for a pat on the back and an emotional high from the program Musical Entertainment. Feel better about themselves, basically.
So, That's very true.
I'm pretty hard on pastors, and I'm pretty hard on pastors. I'm pretty hard on the typical churchgoer. You know, I have a hard time when people tell me they're a Christian. To me, it's what does that mean to you? You know, prefer the term Christ follower. And if you're a Christ follower, you will know what the word says, and you'll do it. So.
Well, you know, this is complicated. Christ himself said that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. But, you know, you wrote this article about coming out of the apostate churches, and he's talking to his people. And as rough as this is to say, brother, and I'm sure some of them actually preach maybe salvation and some morality, but they don't teach how to grow up in Christ and become a warrior in Christ. They don't teach about the armor of God and what we're supposed to be here for. We're not supposed to be a babe all of our life in Christ and sucking on the milk and not eating no meat and being a warrior. You know, in Hebrews chapter 5, Paul wrote about, hey, you're still on meat, you're still on milk and she'll be on meat, and you're worthless, so to speak, in the battle, because you should be teaching others, but you're not doing anything. And that's what the church is today. Most of them are still babes in Christ, and people are becoming disillusioned with the churches and leaving by the droves. The American church hasn't gained 1% of growth in 25 years. I'm an American Christian church, I should say. And that's a sad statement, but it's true, because people are not being drawn there. They can find a social club at the Moose Club, and you can drink there.
Right.
You know, so yeah, anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, somebody mentioned to me just the other day, you know, if the Apostle Paul was around to see the American church today, we'd be getting a letter.
So, oh, yeah. Yes.
You know, we would definitely be getting a letter. But, you know, basically what we have today is the Church of the Open Borders. Everybody's welcome. It doesn't matter if you're LGBTQP+, whatever. You're welcome just the way you are. And but what happens when you do that, you allow the unrepentant, unregenerated people to dictate what's spoken of from the pulpit.
Absolutely.
Because the Absolutely. Pulpit now depends on those people to fill the collection plates.
Absolutely.
So, you know, therefore, the pastors are not allowed to say anything that could possibly be construed as offensive. But was not Jesus called the rock of offense in 1 Peter?
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely
you know, truth sounds like hate for those who hate the truth. And,
you said a mouthful. The church today accept all matter of sin. And I want to name a couple of them. People want to hear this, and I really don't care. But fornication, you're shacking up, we call it. Fornication, living together, cohabitation, is accepted to be normal now. Girls having babies outside of wedlock all the time, don't even bother getting married. And this has been accepted as being normal. I see parents who, condone it, but not say anything about it. They just accept it. It's all normal. That's my grandchild, you know, and I'm gonna go in and do what I got to do. They won't tell me, hey, this is wrong. You shouldn't do this. And adultery, you know, double married people behind the pulpits, all these things. These are things that the church don't want to address because it hurts people's feelings. And like you said, they'll lose their paychecks. They don't want to do that. You know, I didn't write the book.
Yeah, it's sad that it has come to that, but that's you know, I've seen this degeneration of the American church over the last I don't know, 4 decades probably. And it was slow at first, but then, you know, we had the seeker friendly church, and then we had the emergent church, and it just spiraled downhill from there. We attend one of the largest pride parades in the country with 500,000 people involved in it, and it's sickening. They're bringing little kids to this,
sure.
Babies and strollers and preschoolers and kindergartners and, you know, little kids seeing this perversion. And we go there to, you know, witness and preach, but sadly, there in the last one we were at, there were no less than 40 so-called churches in the parade. In the parade, with half naked people on the floats and gyrating and doing what they do, and it's unbelievable. So
40 so-called churches in the parade supporting sexual perversion that's totally against the word of God and everywhere, Old New Testament, everywhere. So 40 churches in your area were there backing this.
Well, that wasn't our we get together with we're part of I don't know if you're familiar with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, Coach Dave, good friend of mine. I've been for years. Yes.
Yeah, past the Salt Ministry. So that's one of his outreaches, and we're part of that. And so that parade that I was talking about actually takes place in Columbus, Ohio.
And, well, you know, it's just amazing. And Coach's been out on the battlefield for many, many years now in all kinds of
Yeah, his ministry started everywhere. Actually the same year that ours did with the newspaper, and we didn't meet until probably 15 years later. But he's an integral part of what we do, and he's a monthly writer for the newspaper, and we also hold an annual conference, and we just had that 2 weeks ago, and he was one of our speakers. So.
Yeah, he spoke with a couple of our conferences. He spoke at he's led our fellow Bible study here in the state. He's filled in for me many times on radio and joined me in the radio broadcast, because Coach Dave is a man of integrity. He and I don't see eye to eye on everything. I'm not a Trumpeteer. I don't like Trump. I don't like anybody in office for a long time, to tell you the truth. But, you know, we don't see eye to eye on everything. But he's a man of God, and he's not afraid to speak up. And that's more than I see in most people that go to church every day. They don't have the they're effeminate. The men are effeminate, and the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, that, or, and I always get that back up, 6 or 9, that the effeminate are going to hell. And I'm talking about effeminate men are men who are afraid to say anything, afraid to stand up against evil because they might be ridiculed, laughed at, or they might lose friends and family. You know, Christ lost everyone. Everyone turned their back on him, was the offended people.
Mm-hmm.
So why should we be different? I mean, why are we the ones that are supposed to be special?
Honestly, we should, as it says, we should count it all joy.
Amen.
And sometimes that's hard to do. You mentioned the Gay Manifesto, and I did a broadcast on that, and I did some articles and some writing on that, and we were promptly had our home vandalized 5 times. Of course, the police will do nothing about it, you know, we're no stranger to that whole thing. You know what we're seeing in these pride parades, and now the transgender movement, the indoctrination of our children. You don't see a rainbow flag at a nursing home, do you?
No. Anywhere, hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought. Hang on through the break, please.
Okay.
Lose that break, folks. I'm going to talk by them phone call next half hour. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back again. We're talking to Rob Pugh, and I'm going to tell you what. You need to find this guy's website information and get his newspaper sent to you as soon as you can. By the way, I want to advertise this very quickly. Wednesday night, I'm doing a program by myself, just you and I, okay? That's going to be different than any program I've done in the past. It's going to be broadcast where I guess you say I'm sticking my neck out a little bit. I'm going to expose some things, answer some threats, I guess you could say, from people that are on the transgender side that threaten to arm themselves. I'm going to answer this from a Christian perspective and a man that fears God, but is not afraid to literally fight if necessary to defend himself and his family. And this may shock a lot of people. Most, you're not going to hear me preachers do this because they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to make anybody mad. They may get in trouble with somebody else. But folks, I'm not afraid of man, what man can do to me. The worst thing to do is kill me. That's the best thing to do to me. I win. So I'd rather go down standing for Christ, no matter what the cost, than I would to cower my way through this world and then stand before Christ. So Wednesday night's program is not going to be for wimps or effeminate people or lukewarm Christians. So if you're one of those, don't listen. I'll offend you. Don't mean to, but you'll be offended. All right, let's go back to, and folks, phone lines open, 844-769-2944. Again, we're talking to Rob Pugh, a man who's, well, let's just say busy, putting the word out there, and he's not afraid of the word. And Rob, you've been doing this now, you said, how many years now?
24. And just to quickly complete my thought, talking about the, you don't see any rainbow flags at nursing homes, but wherever there are children, those places are covered with them, and they are going after our kids like never before. The devil is after our kids, because if they can get their hearts and minds, they got, you know, he's well on his way to getting their souls, because they certainly are not getting the information in the public schools or their churches. So
that's very true. Very true.
You know, it's sad, but that you know, my heart aches for the young people and the things that they have to go through, and the children and the parents that are so mentally ill is all I can think of that would even allow their children near such things, but it's out there. And now, as you mentioned, they are weaponizing themselves against Christians specifically. We saw this start up a year ago last May with Jane's Revenge, hitting the vandalism at the abortion center, or at the crisis pregnancy centers and places like that. The first attack of that nature happened here in Wisconsin on Mother's Day. And, you know, we've got our wonderful DOJ that has been weaponized against Christians, which is doing nothing about it. You know, so they're basically the devil runs the world.
He does. And, he's the god of this world.
The devil has a team, very dedicated team, and unfortunately, God's people have not united to push back against it.
Well, you know, I did a teaching a few months ago.
There are pockets of remnants, here and there, but pockets of remnants,
very small remnants, very small remnants. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Good point. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, well, that's all I was going to say is that. You know, I believe we are in the end times, and but who knows how long the end times are going to go? None of us do. So we don't just sit back and do nothing. We need to push back against it. And I know one of your listeners was urging me to. Bring up the idea of states seceding and a tax revolt, and I guess I believe it's going to come to that, but it's not going to be pleasant. I think it's going to be a hot kinetic war situation. It's going to be another civil war, but what the regime is pushing on us. That we're not the ones pushing for it. We just want to live our lives.
we want to live moral lives and teach our children to do the same thing.
Right, right. And but unfortunately, they're pushing all the buttons to get us to react. And when it happens, and I believe it's going to happen, it's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. And so, I'm going to ask you a personal question, if you don't mind me asking. How old are you, Rob?
What year is it? I'm 57, going to be 58 this year.
You're still young, and I'm 74, but 75.
Well, I feel like I'm 78, but that's okay.
I understand. But the point I want to make was, have you ever seen, in your lifetime, a nation intentionally being divided in so many different factions? I mean, racially, morally, financially, every way possible, they're dividing the people. And Dimitri Dudeman, I'm sure you know who he is, prophesied this nation will go to civil war if we didn't repent. We start fighting within, then be attacked from without. And I see that's happening. I see it happening every day, more and more every day. I see confrontations everywhere. I see now that Disney is suing DeSantis for what he's done trying to stop the perverts that run Disney. He's being sued. I'm seeing a whole lot more than that coming. I'm going to play Wednesday night. I'm going to play the threat of a transgender threat. He said to arm themselves to fight us. I don't want to have to pick up a gun to defend myself and my family. But I do. They call me the pistol packing preacher because I'll carry a gun on my hip everywhere I go, or my pocket if I don't have someplace I can't put in my hip right away. But I carry a weapon everywhere I go. I'm not a mean individual. I'm very laid back, and I thank a friendly gentleman. But Rob, you lay hand on my wife or my grandkids. I mean, there's going to be trouble, and I don't apologize for it. I don't back up on that. There's going to be trouble. I mean, I'll take you out as quick as I pull the trigger, and I'm not ashamed to say that, folks. You don't like what I'm saying? Turn the radio off. I'm not one of those little limp-wristed wusses. Neither is Christ, by the way. He took a whip to him, and he told Peter to put his sword up, not throw it away. He told disciples in Luke 22 that if he didn't have a sword, sell the coat and buy one. Don't tell me he's a limp-wristed little fairy walking around trying to please everybody. Didn't work that way. Go ahead. I'll shut up and let you talk a minute here. I'm sorry. I get started, Robert.
Yeah, well,
shut up. Go ahead.
No, we are, if we don't provide for our own, we're worse than an infidel, right?
That's exactly right.
And not only that, but I believe that we are to be, there to protect other people also.
Absolutely.
I don't believe in gun-free zones. Especially now, they're openly coming out and saying that they're declaring war on Christians. So, they're coming after us.
And, well, again,
this is not any type of fear mongering. This is their
true
words.
The Wednesday night you'll hear, folks, for yourself. Wednesday night you'll hear this guy, gentleman, say this. I say gentleman, being nice here, but I'm telling you, Christians, if you're true Christians, men, women, both, you better gear up for a fight. It's coming. And no, I know. Yeah. I don't want it. And I know that this will bring the nation down to its, that they will fall right into the snare of the Satan as far as destroying America. But folks, we can't just sit back and let them destroy our children and our children's minds and souls. We can't do that and call ourselves men, women of God. If we let that happen, we're hypocrites, we're liars, and truth's not in us. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I've got a dear friend in Ohio who is a pastor, and he has been arrested and indicted for a sermon that he preached after the stolen election of 2020, and for being on the grounds at the Capitol on January 6th. He didn't do anything. He just happened to be there, and now he's one of the J6 defendants.
He's in court right now.
Well, he's not in jail, but he has been indicted, and that's they're not letting that go. So, but it was specifically for a sermon that he preached, and for being on the grounds on January 6th. So, but probably 2 months ago, we had a J6 defendant as a guest on our TV show. And, none of these people that they're going after really did anything. We know that.
That's true.
We've seen the videos. And you've seen what happened when Tucker Carlson tried to show some of the actual videos of what happened that day. And so now he's moved along, I guess, out of Fox News. So,
well, by the way, what is a preacher's name?
Pastor Bill Dunphy.
Okay, and is he out on bail or what?
To be honest, I can't tell you his status right now. It's been probably a couple of months since I've spoken with him, but he is a pastor in Warsaw, Ohio.
I would love to have him on the program sometime. If he's out and wants to talk about it, you tell him, feel free to call me.
Well, he's not free to talk about it according to his attorneys yet.
Okay.
But when he has, I get first dibs, and then you can get him.
So, okay. All right. Okay.
We want to get his story for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a phone call from your home state. Let's go to talk to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, hi, Rob, you and Butch. I've been calling in for about 10, 12 years. I got some names for you people that I know you're going to know that I have personally met because I am involved in good Christian men. First of all, Rob, how do you spell your last name?
It's P-U-E.
P-U-E. Oh,
yeah, three letters. P-U-E. It's Irish.
I picked up your newspaper Do you know where Fond du Lac, Wisconsin is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I picked it up at festival. Yeah. And you're still in Wausau on Rib Mountain Drive, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, I've known you for about at least 12 years. I've known Butch for 15. And then, you know, we call it the United States of America. No, it should be starting to call the divided states of America because of what's going on.
I agree.
You know, it's in Genesis chapter 6 and Matthew 24, when violence covers the whole earth, that's what Christ predicted about 4,000 years later, when before the flood. You know that verse, right, Rob and Butch? Yeah, you know, when violence covered the whole earth, and that's why we had the flood.
Yeah. This is, this is not just America. This is the entire world. We got the World Economic Forum. We got the WHO and all of their nefarious plans. And everybody's fallen in step.
And one of the
Biden
most evil
is
places.
Not running anything. So
no, nope.
Casey is no,
nope.
Go ahead, Dina.
Here's some people that I have personally met that you people know. I know you know them all. Chuck Baldwin, John Whitehead, Herb Titus, Howard Phillips, Max Truella, and Dave Dobenmeyer. I've talked to him too. You know them all, right? Right, Butch and Rob?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Oh, wow, unbelievable. Yep. Yeah, your newspaper was about 30 pages long, and you know, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7:16, it says, if any man suffer as a Christian, don't let him be ashamed, let him glorify God on God's behalf.
Amen.
For time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. Because when it first begins there, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of Christ? And the last verse, if the unrighteous can scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly and the unrighteous appear? That is probably one of the most important verses in the Bible, out of about 33,000 verses. You know,
it's a warning.
We can agree on that, right, Robin?
It's a warning. It's a warning. It is. Dino, I got just
that,
here, but it's a warning. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, the thing, Revelation 16:16, that's Armageddon. That could be World War III.
Yeah, it could be.
Right? Okay, thank you.
It could be. Good call. Thank you, Dino. Dino's always there, all the time. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. Thanks for taking my call. We're in some very dark times. Where we're going with this, you know, you're talking about the transgender and all the things, the war. You know, we had just recently, a few weeks ago in Louisville, you know, with that bank shooter, they used pronouns of transgender. They did that in Nashville. They're gearing up for something to put fear, take away God from the people, listen to the New World Order, listen to your government. Where are the pastors, Butch? This is a great show tonight. Where are the pastors taking a stand? And if there are pastors out there that know something's wrong, don't fear it. You preach the hard truth. You may lose people in your congregation, but keep on preaching, whatever the case may be. Because I'm not fearing anymore, Butch. There's so much this AI, like Dino said, was absolutely right. This has to do with AI, mind control, mind manipulation, 5G. They're doing everything they can to destroy humanity. These globalists are the most anti-Christ, New World Order scum to promote child pedophilia under the United Nations, which is another anti-Christ. Where are the pastors, Butch? You better stand up to this, because if you pastors have children and it happens to you and you don't know, and you say, wow, what's going on? You better take a stand, because the book of Ephesians 6:12 says, take a stand, Butch.
Yes, it does.
Take a stand.
Yes,
and you,
yes, it does.
And you don't hear that a lot in the churches. You don't.
Well, the churches are too busy.
Unfortunately, I think it's...
Go ahead.
I think it's about less than 1% of the pastors that will take a stand. The rest of them are hirelings, and I'm not afraid to say that because I know them, and I've dealt with them for years, and I understand how they think and what they do. But there is a remnant of faithful pastors that are doing their job and leading people. Dino mentioned Matt Torella. He's a pastor in Milwaukee. He's been a great friend of mine since we started, since probably before we started. And we've done street ministry together and many other things. So they're out there, but they're few. But, you know, that is not, we don't have to fear that either. No. Look at Gideon's army. Now, who is Gideon? Gideon was a nobody, and yet he defeated the Midianites, you know, with 300 guys. So, do we have 300? I think we do. We just need to. I guess my thought is, don't permit any falsehood to go unchallenged.
Amen.
Wherever you hear it,
amen.
Whether you're in the barbershop or the supermarket or wherever you are, don't let any falsehood go unchallenged.
Absolutely.
Speak the truth. Absolutely. Wherever you're at, it's an opportunity. You know, amen. These days are an opportunity like we have never had before to reach the lost, because people are starting, even, you know, the hardest people to reach are probably church people, but, you know, even the unsaved are easier to speak to now because they have questions.
Uh-huh.
And as Christ followers, we should have the answers. And these are opportunities to get the information out there and educate them and hopefully, you know, in the end, disciple them.
Amen. All right. Dino, still there? Anything else you want to say? Not Dino, I'm sorry. Chris, anything very quickly?
Yes, I just want to thank you so much. This is probably the hardest job in life, is to stay with the truth, what your guest is speaking about. Just keep with me and pray faithfully. We're not against anybody. We're concerned for a lot of souls are going to be looted by these Antichrist people. If good people are going to be dead if we don't speak the truth, Butch.
I agree. Good call. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Good call,
thank
as
you.
Usual. Good call. And, you know, Rob, I'm convinced that most people, and most Christians, I should say, the ones who are not Christians, I really can't say much about that because they're uneducated, but Christians should know the truth. But I've found this easier a lot of times to talk to a lost person who knows nothing about the Scripture than if someone's been going to church 40 years and knows everything.
Yeah, well, absolutely, yeah. You got that right.
It's just sad. Let's take another call. Let's go speak to Jan in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Jan, come on in and welcome.
Good evening, my pastor.
Good evening.
First off, let's remind everybody to donate to Pastor Butch so we can keep him on the air, keep him going. He's got to pay the light bill, too.
Yeah, we do.
I keep telling him just to ignore it. He keeps telling me they'll shut him off. So we got to pay. Let's pay up.
You know, it's really right. Strange. They're particular. If I don't pay, they get very upset with me.
I know.
I mean, I don't need the money. They want it. I don't need the money. They're the one who want it. But anyway, go ahead.
I know. You keep giving stuff away. It costs you more than you pay. Than they get. You got to quit that. I keep telling you that, too, and you don't listen. So let's get the pastor some money, guys. Let's keep him going.
Thank you.
You want to hear the truth? You better keep him going. Anyway, what I wanted to ask is, Mr. Pugh, is it Pugh?
You travel a lot.
Are you hearing about these children and the dreams that they're having? End time dreams, yes.
Not specifically children, no, I have not.
Well, you know who I guess Perez is? Someone sent him some videos of children talking about what God has shown them in their dreams and what's coming.
And you watch videos, Bob, you know these children are not making it up because they're not old enough to make it up in the first place. These are interesting videos. Go ahead, Jan.
Right.
That first little boy was just, you saw how he clutched his shirt, and then he starts about to see his parents dead in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So God says the adults won't listen, but the children will.
That's so sad,
but children will.
That's so
and then I'm hearing that children, you know, elementary age children, are going to church, Bible study, Bible school, without their parents. Whether the parents go or not, the kids are going to church.
That's one.
God's touching the one, the
yes.
babies, the babies.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's touching the babies.
Hopefully they're going to a good one.
I pray that too.
Yeah, finding a good one is the thing.
That
the
is.
Bible will be the key to that. And children's, the old children's story, where they tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Not the new ones,
right.
The old ones, the Bible story.
Anything else, Jan? We're down to about the last 2 minutes. Anything else you want to say, Jan?
That's it. Just remember, people, the Bible tells us everything is going to be.
Amen. That's already been told to us. Thanks for calling, Jan. Appreciate it. Thank you. And Robert Dunn, left the last 2 minutes. I'm going to let you give all your information one more time. Tell me how to get in touch with you. Read your materials. Please do that.
Okay. It's Wisconsin Christian News is the name of our organization. You can find us at Wisconsin. This is all spelled out, WisconsinChristianNews.com. And if you will email me, that is rob@WisconsinChristianNews.com. Just send me your mailing address, and we'll be happy to send you a complimentary copy of the newspaper and some audio CDs of radio commentaries I've done and some other things. No charge. We just send them out, and hopefully you'll help get the information out. We also have a weekly TV program. It's called WCN-TV. You can find that at our TV site, which is WCNTV.net. And you might want to check that out. We've had some very good guests on. I had a great guest on yesterday, John Dislin, who's written a book called Nehemiah Strong, which is specifically written for these days we're living in, and well worth your whatever it costs.
Amen. Okay, all right. Well, Rob, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it. And folks, please, check out the information. I mean, you'll be glad you did. I'm going to have one again in the future. I promise you that. We'll see you then in the office tomorrow. Have a great night tonight. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.